Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9. I'll start again because he looked at me. Hey there. Sorry. Hey there, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9, coming to you from the beautiful city of Sandusky, Ohio, for the great Code Mash.
Yes.
I'm here with the awesome Sarah Ford. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good.
I talked to you last year here, and now you're at GitHub, but this is kind of like an interesting serendipitous conference for you because you used to work on CodePlex, right?
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been coming to Code Mash now for 10 years.
Okay.
And it was, so like 10 years ago, I submitted a talk, but there was just so many talks, they asked me, hey, will you come and run an open space? And I was like, yeah, sure. I've never done an open space before. And I had just become the PM of CodePlex, and I had no idea what was in store for me. And so I came out here, and that open space was like, it was just, I only met with one or two people, but
right.
It was like the best source of information for getting feature requests to figure out what that I needed to do. And here it is, 10 years later, and I'm like, I'm working on developer tools for the Microsoft side of things, for GitHub as a PM, 10 years later to the day I'm flying out here, I'm like, I can't get away. It's just like, literally all I do is like project hosting management.
And so you've come all the way from San Francisco. Why are you here? What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah, so obviously we're here because we want to, you know, talk to, like, it's me. You can't keep me away from, you can't keep me away from CodeMash.
CodeMash is awesome.
But I just love talking, engaging with the developers, and especially with GitHub, giving out stickers, but also.
By the way, developers come in all shapes and sizes, and also we are a little bit out there sometimes in space.
One of the questions that we get is
how do you pay for these things?
Yeah, how do you pay for those? And so we're here to make sure that developers know that they have options both in their personal and work life.
Right.
That there is open source, there is paid orgs, and there's also GitHub that can be on-prem.
Okay.
A lot of folks don't realize about those options.
And I know friends that have, like, for example, some of my friends, like, he's down south, but they have an on-prem GitHub that they run enterprise. And I also am a paid customer at GitHub. And what was cool is I got this email, and this is going to be cool, and I'm not plugging or anything. It's just like, they're like, hey, Seth, we noticed that your account, you pay this much. We're actually going to lower the price now, so it's this much a month. And I was like, okay. It was pretty cool that you do have those options, and I do have private repositories, and I literally put everything on GitHub. So kudos to you and your team. So one of the things I wanted to ask you is that you, coming from CodePlex and from the sort of the Windows place, moving to GitHub,
yes.
You've been there like a year or so.
Yes.
What are some things that sort of you've learned along the way that's a little bit different that we should know?
How much disk space do we have? Or does the internet have enough disk space?
Yeah, I might be running out of battery by the time you got it. Yeah.
But what is even more interesting is that 2 years ago, I didn't even have an account on GitHub.
Right.
I actually joined in March of 2015 to put my master's project up there.
Okay.
And you talk about like imposter syndrome to the nth degree because I was like, wait, I don't know how to do anything. Like, it was just, if everything could go wrong, it did. And and so I remember very, very clearly, because it was very, very recent, all the pain of being from a Windows side of things.
Sure.
Like, how do I, especially with CodePlex being so
ingrained
in my head of, okay, how do I unlearn what I've known before? How do I reskill? I think about pilots, airplane pilots.
Yeah.
You don't have to reskill after 20,000 hours of airtime.
Yeah.
And here we are as developers who are constantly having to reskill.
Yeah, pulling up now is pushing down for you.
Yeah,
how do we sort of relearn those things?
Yeah, and so that's one of the things I'm doing. And one of the things, I'm like a pet project of mine, is I want to do what I did for the Visual Studio tips of the day. I've actually started in 2017 a tip of the day for GitHub.
I love
Git parentheses hub.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's it. I'm done pretending like I know a lot more than I don't because, it's this thing called imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I'm going to, every single question I have asked myself or was embarrassed to, I'm going to blog about it.
I love it.
And
love
that is what it kind of started over the summer with learning JavaScript, but but 2017, every single day, thank God it's not a leap year.
Yeah.
And so whatever day today is, the 13th. Yeah. And that's why I'm doing a talk today, a sponsored session talk on 9 things I learned about GitHub after becoming a GitHubber. And I'm trying to really focus on the Windows user experience of what does that translation look like? What is it that, like, we've gotten used to doing things one way? Like, for example, here's one that, like, until someone really told me, this is kind of like what's going on, it doesn't really click.
Right.
Because everything's file-based. everything's file-based in this new world. Like, licenses are file-based on GitHub, readmes, like, for your documentation. And I'm like, why is that? And then you realize everyone's using, like, VI or, like, plain text editors, but us on the Windows side of things, we're so used to Visual Studio. We're so used to UI. We're used to, this is the way that it's structured because we're all going to do it the same sort of way. And once I realized, wait a minute, it's file-based, it's not tool-based, that was, like, I get it now. I can live in this world. Oh, you have to have comments? Comments in the code for a Rails app in a certain way? Comments?
Yeah.
Like, once it was explained to me, this is how they do their structure minus actual, like, full-blown IDEs, the world, I just want the world to make sense. Just a little bit, just a little bit. Just tell me the why.
Of the tip to begin, everything's a file-based.
Yeah.
And once you get that, once you get that sense, it's a little bit easier to go with.
Yes. Okay. Once you kind of know the lay of the land, I just need to know, are we playing baseball, soccer? I just know, what football game did I show up for?
Right. And then you got it. Once you know that, then that's a good thing. So let's go into maybe a couple of tips from your talk of like, look, if I knew this or I learned this and everything's much better. Let's go get into
some. Let me pull up. Actually, we're going to do the tip of the day.
I love it. I love it.
So let's see. Let's just go to GitHub. And we'll if you're ever wanting to know like question like have a question or like how do I might do something from a keyboard shortcut, just hit the question mark. And bam, you have all these.
Oh, I didn't
shortcuts.
Even know those were there. So just hit question mark, and then all these things come up.
Yes. So we'll go to one of my. Let's see. Let's go to train your robot.
Okay.
And if we hit, again, question mark, bam, keyboard shortcuts. And if you want to show all, of course, you have to be in issues for issues or pull requests.
It.
But yeah, it's actually GitHub is incredibly keyboard shortcut friendly.
I did not know that. That's like, that it's like catering to like the Vim user that because
again it goes back to it makes sense once you know what game you're playing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And then also the other thing I wanted to show today is so my actual day job. So you know, of course, evangelism is my hobby.
Sure, sure.
I mean, imagine that.
Yeah.
And so my actual day job is working on the GitHub extension for Visual Studio.
Right.
I have to remember which way am I going nowadays. And so what.
That's the GitHub extension for Visual Studio.
So this is Team Explorer.
Okay.
But you can either go to View, Other Windows, GitHub, or you can click on Pull Requests. And here I'm kind of having like a meta type of day. So I'm actually the GitHub extension for Visual Studio is an open source project on GitHub. And I'm just connected to it, so you're actually seeing the source code.
It's like you're actually looking at the source code that you're going to open the window for in the other.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And anyway, so if you click on the pull request here, or go to the GitHub, just the view GitHub, you see this list of pull requests. And one of the things we're working on that should be we'll push to the gallery very, very soon. But then again, this is also the coolest thing about an open source project. I can just show you, here's like the latest bits that are out here right now. I can click on this, and we actually pull in the pull request into the context that you're working on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, and in Visual Studios, so here I can see all the changes. If there's an image, we can see that.
Can you click on those folders and stuff?
So let's work our way down.
Oh, got it. Love it. Good idea.
Is check out the branch. And bam. And so just to show what happened, of course, manually, I could go behind the scenes and pull this down. But,
sure.
But it's about context.
Right.
It's just, why do five things when you can just do, like, go off and.
And I love this because you did your master's in sort of UI, UX experience.
Yeah,
I love it,
I actually got, a human factors master's degree. And here, yes, I could look at these files, compare file if I wanted to. Let's see, let's open up something. Here's just for the sake of time, let me jump to a different pull request.
Okay.
I check out this branch. And I made an edit already for the sake of time. I could just push this up if I had rights.
Nice.
So you don't have to go off.
Out of the reservation, so to speak.
Yeah. All right. I mean, you could all do this in Team Explorer, but the closer you are to the context of the work that you're doing, the less likely you're going to make some sort of like action slip or mistake or something like that.
This is awesome because I haven't seen this. I haven't installed it. I'm going to because I have an open source project that's run on GitHub and that have multiple people that contribute to it. This is great to see, like, see their faces, see what they've done, look at the pull requests. I mean, this is amazing.
And I would just like leave with one other thing. This is the, if I could go back in time and tell myself one thing,
okay,
is to install GitHub, the GitHub desktop. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest one. Because it handles your authentication for you. Because the first, because I was just using command prompt.
I still am.
And then so when I turn it on 2FA, I'm like, oh my god, I gotta like text every time I want to push. This is crazy. But I didn't know about GitHub Desktop at the time because it's like you don't know what you don't know,
right.
So you don't know what to ask. And so if you install GitHub Desktop, you never have to actually, if you don't want to use the graphical aspect, you can let me just launch it here. Here we go. Oh, it might get two, but. So here are options. So you get a graphical, so you can see branches where you're
right.
at. And but the key, if you, just for the sake of time, this is where, of course, if you don't want your email in your commits,
right.
This is where you can also set it up. But here, your default shell, if you want to use, I think by default is still a PowerShell, but you can set it up here. And that's what, if you want to use command prompt, git bash, and then if you come back here, this is what this is. And if you double click git shell, it authenticates you and now you're good
Sarah,
to go.
Sarah, I've been like using like SSH key gen to do all this crazy stuff.
It does auto magic.
I see. So even if you don't want to use the UI, still install this.
You get
this
the goodness.
I'm learning, people.
Attributes.
This is great. I'm going to
do
this
today.
This
is why I'm like, I'm doing it today. I'm going to like learn the insides and out of this, just like with the Visual Studio
And so
stuff.
Then when I'm doing the shell, I just go to the Git shell that has all of those things sort of pre-populated for me. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is awesome information. Where can people go to look at your tip of the day so they can stay abreast of what's happening?
That's on my personal blog, the tip of the day. That's sarahpoor.net.
Let's bring it up so people can see it.
All right. Yes.
There's no like weird pictures. Okay, there you go.
No, it's pretty bare bones. I've just learned to embrace agile, or like real agile.
Let's just put it out. Ship it.
Yeah, get it.
Ship it. I love it. And if people want to get a hold of these cool stickers, where can they go? What can they do?
So we have the GitHub shop.
Okay.
That you can order stickers from.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, that's the best way to get stickers.
Awesome. And these are fantastic. I might yoink a couple, and so if you see me around, ask me for these too as well. Sarah, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
I love
the energy, and I love that I've learned some new stuff about GitHub. And if you have any questions, I'm sure she's going to answer every single one of them on the tip of the day. Thanks so much for spending time. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez. We're at Sandusky, Ohio for CodeMesh 2017. This is Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.